Okay, welcome to my channel. Actually, I want to sleep already. I just bathe and then I want to sleep already. Okay, so I do this video. First of all, I already think of the title, and the thumbnail of this video. And please don't jump to conclusion lah. Finish my video first. Then, if you have something to comment after you finish the video, so be it. But if you haven't finished the video, please don't jump to conclusion and start shooting your arrows lah, and say all the boliao things lah. Okay, so let's go. Okay, so if you know last night, I need to go and find back the post leh, because last night the government came out with a new ruling, which is the SSD. That was 22 hours lah. Actually, what time did it came out? Actually, I also forget already. I think it came out very, very late lah. I think 11 plus or 10 plus, 22 hours from now. Anyway, I don't know lah. By the time it came out, I sleep already. I sleep quite early because morning I need to send my daughter to school lah. Okay, so they came out with this SSD. 4 years. Okay, so I just want to share a bit. If you go through the news and you kanchong, don't kanchong, okay? Because this applies to people that have not exercised their purchase. It doesn't apply if you already bought your purchase or you already exercised before that. Technically, it doesn't apply to HDB because HDB has a 5 years MOP period, but I'm going to explain this later. So it only applies to people that haven't buy or people that haven't exercise their OTP. But I think the government came out with some appeal or something. I don't know. You have to go and check with your lawyers, okay? Because there may be some appeal. If you already option but you haven't exercised, this affect you, then go and look for your lawyers. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about, first of all, as usual for my videos, let's understand how this whole thing works first before we try to conclude and explain the details towards it. Because this SSD basically it happens a few years ago already, meaning that okay, previously let's say yesterday lah, yesterday we already got SSD, but our SSD is up to 3 years. Okay, means if you sell on the 4th year, there's no SSD. But a few years back, we already got this 4 years SSD, but the government took it off. The government changed it to 3 years. Then it was like 12%. Then 8%, then 4%, then previously it was also 16 to 4, 16, 12, 8, 4, 4 years. But the government took it away and changed it to like 12, 8, 4, 3 years only. So what happened is, I say why I say that. Okay, first of all, I explain why I say that it doesn't apply to HDB technically, but it still applies because I know of cases where people appeal to sell earlier. Or because of divorce case, then they need to sell earlier. They sell, let's say you divorce or whatever, you sell within the SSD period, 3 years SSD or 4 years SSD HDB, then you appeal to sell and then you are granted and say that yes, you can sell earlier. You still have to pay the seller stamp duty. Okay, because I know of cases where agent didn't know that and then they sell this house. There is like appeal one and so like before 3 years or before 4 years because of some reason lah, the person lose the job or whatsoever lah. I don't want to go into the details, but end up the person got to pay SSD, seller stamp duty, but the agent don't know. Then when you don't know something, all the problems comes lah. Okay, the next thing, okay, this one you can go and clarify your lawyers. If I'm not wrong, SSD got to pay in advance with cash. It cannot be paid like, oh, can I wait for my cash proceeds to come back then I pay? It cannot work that way. So you got to pay first. So technically, you have to have the money first. Can you delay SSD later on? I think there's the interest. I don't know how much is the interest. So go and check with your lawyers. So to actually pay this SSD is actually not easy lah. You must have money lah. You must have cash. That's number one. Number two, I can frankly tell you that I have never done a case where my customer have to pay SSD. I've never had a case like this because if you buy a house and then you sell within 1 2 years and you kanchiong to sell your way, I really think that you make a wrong decision. So before this thing comes into play, I have always tell the customer, property is never about short-term investment. property is about long-term investment. Especially today, you buy new launch. I feel that a lot of people have the perspective that 2018, 2019, people buy new launch, 3 years, they flip, they earn a lot of money. Then people try to duplicate this process again. So when this changes in the seller stamp duty measure, I won't call it a cooling measure, later I'll explain why this measure comes about, right? Actually, the first thing that came to my mind is, why? Why did the government change back to 4 years again? Because in my heart, right, is that actually at the start when it was 4 years, I think it was okay. Why did you change to 3 years? I don't see the purpose of changing it to 3 years. I think 4 years is good because it doesn't allow people to speculate the market. It doesn't allow people to try to have a windfall. It doesn't allow people to try to short the market, you know. It's like you must have holding power. You know that you are committed before you enter the market. So I think 4 years was good. Then the government came out with 3 years. So I think that, oh, maybe the market not so good already lah. So the government changed to 3 years. Then later on this morning, I wake up, it changed to 4 years. Then I was like, huh? Why change to 4 years? And why now? So I couldn't really come up with a good reason. So I was going through my mind for a couple of hours and I keep seeing people discuss in chat groups. I keep seeing some professional and everyone coming up to say the reason. Then I saw some news publication on what is trying to cool the HDB market or whatsoever. And there's a lot of things that came out and I technically doesn't agree. So this is why I think that the thumbnail I put, I don't agree, is because there's a lot of things that is discussed and I don't agree. So I saw statistics where people share that 2019, there's a lot of people that buy property and then they sell within 3 years and they make money. So the government came up with the cooling measure because they see an increase in sub-sale, meaning that people sell right after the third year, which is on the fourth year. Then that was like 2019, 2018. So if you sell within 3 years, 2019, 2020, it's 2023, right? You sold in 2023, 2024, right? Today is 2025, right? So if you were to look at the statistics, right? Shouldn't this cooling measure come last year, 2024 or 2023? Why is the cooling measure here in 2025? So I don't agree. I don't agree that it's because of like a lot of people doing sub-sale and all these things. I don't agree. Number two, is this thing going to really hurt the HDB market? I also don't agree leh. How is this going to hurt the HDB market? So technically, this doesn't affect the HDB market. And how many people can appeal to sell within 3 years or 4 years? So the numbers are like peanuts. It doesn't make sense. So I don't agree with a lot of things. So I'm going to share with you my perspective because I was thinking like, okay, why now? So if we follow the flow, I think the government said things like, oh, they may remove the 15 months cooling off period. So I was trying to link these two things together. 15 months cooling off period for downgraders removed, then 4 years SSD. So when the government remove 15 months cooling off period, right, means that people will start selling their private property. And then people will move to HDB flat. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. So if they sell away their private property and they can buy a HDB flat, then who is going to buy this resale private property? If people are going to buy this resale private property, right, the government hope that they can fulfill 4 years MOP. That's number one. Because the government don't want them to come here and buy and think that 3 years later they can sell and then make money. The government don't want them to have this mindset. So the direction that I'm seeing is that if you come out with SSD 4 years, right, you are trying to tell people that if you have money to buy, you must have money to hold. If you have money to buy, prepare to hold. Don't try to short the market. Don't try to sell within immediately after the third year. Don't try to sell on the fourth year. You must have the power to hold. So this is the message that I feel that the government is putting it out. So if I were to look at it this way, the government is trying to tell people, if you were to buy private property, you must prepare to hold. So is it like preparing for the removal of the 15 months cooling off period? So if you remove 15 months cooling off period, more supply, more resale property will start to sell in the condo market. But you have to tell people, hey, you buy, you must be careful. If you want to go into condo, don't think of staying 3 years. Okay, you have to stay at least 4 years. Then people think twice, hey, so should I go to condo or not? The second group of people that will think, hey, should I buy condo, are people that is new launch investor. Because new launch investor, normally they don't need the place one. This group of people, they will think, hey, should I go and buy new launch or not? Because I buy new launch 3 years, I flip, I can earn money. Now it's 4 years leh. So should I buy new launch or not? If I don't buy on launch date, I may not be able to sell according to the building time and the vacant possession. Some is 4 years plus minus, 5 years, some is 5 years. So some people may think, if I don't buy on launch day, because you buy on launch day, you are the first mover advantage. You are the first group of people to buy. On the fourth year you sell, technically, you are not here nor there. It means you may kena the collection of keys. So you may need to go and collect the keys. Then you can sell. If you are the second or third group of people that buy after launch 1 year, after launch 2 years, technically you will definitely sell after you take key one. So you have to think twice already. These people will think, hey, so should I go and buy new launch property now or not? Because the government require me to hold 4 years, even if I make money. So I feel that these are the two groups of people that will think twice whether they should buy private property or not. Because now instead of 3 years, is 4 years. And sometimes people will think, hey, I have customers that think this way. Aaron, should I buy HDB or private property? I buy HDB, I stay 5 years. I buy private property 3 years, I can sell, and then I can go back HDB, ma. You know, I can just make the money and faster go back, ma. I don't need to hold for very long, ma. So you see, this is why I feel that this SSD 4 years, right, may be a little bit related to removing the 15 months cooling off period. So, because I had this conversation with a few buyers previously, they were thinking, hey, should I go HDB or private? And one of the points that they pick up during the conversation is private only need to stay 3 years, HDB need to stay 5 years. So maybe buying private is better. So now it's different. Now it's buy private 4 years, HDB is 5 years. So the gap is getting closer and closer. So maybe 1 year difference, not much difference already. This is just my own thought. So this is the two things that I feel that I have been juggling around and trying to find a conclusion. I listen to a lot of announcement by the press and all these things, and there's a lot of expert opinions, and there's a lot of things that I do not agree about how this SSD will affect the market. So after we talk about this, let's share how I feel. Does it affect the market? Frankly speaking, I feel that 4 years SSD will dampen the interest of people buying private property. Definitely dampen one. It's only dampen how much. Is the effect big? I feel that the effect is not big, but it gives an extra consideration point here. Today in the market, people already don't have the FOMO effect because the market is already stabilizing, the market is slowing down. Then now you throw in this 4 years SSD, it gives people an extra warning shot and an extra thought to think, should I enter the market today? Those people that kanchong need to buy one, they will enter because add one more year, faster enter. Those people that don't need to buy, they will think like, hey, now I cannot 3 years sell already. I must 4 years or 5 years then sell. So on the fifth year, then can sell. How? So should I now or not? Am I really ready? If I'm not ready, then don't touch. So people will start to have this thought. So I feel that yes, definitely it will dampen the market. How much? I cannot say the numbers, but I feel that yes, the impact is there. So I feel that a lot of people say that the impact is not there, but I feel that the impact is there. Number two, I think that the new launch market will definitely be affected because I talk to a lot of new launch buyer, I close a lot of new launch buyer. A lot of buyers' mindset is they have the option to sell on the fourth year. And if they make money, they have the option to let it go on the fourth year. Now that the option has been increased to 4 years, which is one more year, it will create that thought. Am I ready to enter the market? Am I ready to hold for 4 years? So I feel that these are things that I definitely wouldn't say that this is a measure that is just a simple measure, because I feel that it actually creates an impact. And from my experience, 16 years, the amount of people that I talk to, the amount of buyers that I go through, I feel that this is one consideration point when people come to thinking whether should I buy private property or not, whether should I buy HDB or not. It definitely have this impact. So that's it for this video. I just want to share a little bit on what I really disagree, because y'all can go and watch the other people talking about it on Channel News Asia, Straits Time, whatsoever, and you can refer back to my video and you roughly understand what is the difference that I see and compared to what other people see. Okay, and I feel that whether is this the right time for the government to come up with this measure, interestingly, I feel that this is a shot to the market again, a punch to the market, and it reassures people that the market has to come down. That's number one. Number two, it's telling people that, to me, I feel it's telling people that the road ahead may not be easy, buy with caution. You can hold, you buy. Cannot hold, don't buy. I feel that this is the message that is being thrown out. Okay? You can hold, you buy. Technically, does the government want to earn your 16%, 12%, 8%, 4%? I feel that the measure is not put out to try to earn your 4%, 16%, 12%. The measure is put out to tell you that you need to have holding power. If you don't have holding power, please do not enter the private property market. Full stop. That's it. Full stop. Okay? It's not a message for any HDB purchase. It's just a message to the private buyers, whether it's a new launch or resale. If you don't have the ability to hold, don't enter. There is a reason that I feel that the government is putting it now, because they feel that the route down the next few years is going to be tough. Maybe. This is just my thought. Disclaimer. This is just my thought. I feel that this is like a very nice, fair warning and like giving the Singaporeans an indirect direction that it's going to be tough. You better have the holding power, okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. I see you in the next video. I hope you can support the channel, because it costs you nothing to just hit the like button, okay? So have a good weekend. Good night and bye-bye.
Please help us like and subscribe, and see you in our next video. Bye-bye.